Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Has your Halloween playlist been on a loop this month? Is Monster Mash your jam? Well, if you love creepy classics or eerie twists on familiar songs, Rogue Music Project has the show for you. Toxic, a wickedly fun cabaret, takes place this Friday in Sacramento. Carrie Hennessy and Sarah Fitch are two of the founding members of the Rogue Music Project, and they're here today to talk about the appeal of spooky music. Welcome, you two.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us. Yes.
Thank you for taking the time. This is a treat. Okay, Carrie, you call yourself not a typical opera singer.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, sort of, I don't just sing opera. I sing rock, I sing blues, I sing jazz, I sing musical theater. And really, I just want to sing good music and have a great time and connect with audiences.
What do you love about the Rogue Music Project?
My favorite thing about the Rogue Music Project is the word rogue, is that truly, when you show up to one of our shows, expect the unexpected. You really don't know, like cabaret tends to mean sort of musical theater songs and storytelling, but there's always a twist. When you think you know what's coming, something else happens.
All right, Sarah, that brings you in. Tell us about your background as a singer and how you landed at Rogue Music Project.
So I have been singing my whole life, and I have a couple degrees in music as well. But when I moved here a little over 9 years ago, I quickly got connected with Carrie, along with my husband, Kevin Doherty, who you may or may not know.
Yes, he used to work here for Cap Radio Music.
A friendly face to Cap Radio Music. And Carrie really brought us together as a group, introduced us to Jen Reason as well and Omari Tau, and we found a connection in wanting to do and perform music that was fun for us, that also spoke to us and felt like an avenue for connecting with our audiences here in Sacramento. And we have a real desire to feel good about what we do and provide a fun experience and kind of a pathway into the quote unquote opera world as well, through some unexpected doors.
Yeah. Like this event this weekend,
yes,
this
yes,
performance
yes,
this
yes,
weekend, Toxic.
Absolutely.
So Carrie, you shared a clip with us of you both singing the famous Flower duet.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this opera.
Oh, I know so little about this opera. I'm going to be honest. I used to hate singing this duet. It is the most requested duet of all time until I met Sarah Fitch. And now we have like this wonderful connection. So every single show, even though we won't be singing quite like this, you'll see us like hip to hip singing these amazing harmonies and just like letting it rip through this whole show on Friday.
Well, let's take a listen. A round of applause. And then you can also hear Sacramento's own Camellia Symphony behind you. There are so many moving parts, so many people and instruments involved in this performance. How much time and rehearsal goes into this?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. It sort of varies. Yeah. We do a lot of early planning because our creative brains get going a little bit crazy. And so we sort of want that. We want to throw Jackson Pollock, like all of the paint at the wall to see what sort of gels and then bring musicians in as that starts to happen.
Okay. So, I mean, we listened to that wonderful duet with the two of you, but Toxic this weekend is going to be a little different.
A little different.
A little spicier. Okay, so spicy. What can people expect this weekend?
Yeah. So if you are familiar at all with late 90s, early 2000s pop stars, young pop starlets, you may be aware of Britney Spears' famous song, Toxic. We're going to be doing it a little differently, but that's kind of where we got the theme of our show. But something you can expect from all of our more cabaret performances is we're going to mix and mash up genres left and right. Mm. So is there going to be a little fugue moment in Toxic? Maybe. Are we going to combine songs that you never think should be combined? Yes.
Absolutely.
And in really fun ways, speaking to Carrie's moment of our creative process, one of us will throw out an idea. Someone will sit down at the piano, generally Omari at first, and we start going, oh, and then what if we add it on top? And then what if we add it on top? And all of a sudden, mm-hmm. we have this whole new piece of music that didn't exist before, and we're so excited to perform.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
Like, it starts off as a fun mess.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And then becomes, like, so choreographed and obviously, like, with so much talent that all of you have at Rogue.
Yes. And it's our favorite part of these cabarets is to watch the audience faces when they think they know what song it is.
And there's a curveball.
Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm sorry, what? And then they sing along in this new way. And mm-hmm. it's really, really fun.
It's like improv, too.
Completely.
It is definitely part sing-along as well. We have never, in any of our cabaret performances, there has never been a single person who hasn't sung along at least a little bit. But generally, by the end, they're waving their cameras lights on their phones and singing along. And it's a great time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I am familiar with Britney Spears' Toxic. When you came up with this idea, were there just some songs that both of you are like, we got to do this, or we got to figure out a way to make this happen?
Yeah, our set list starts probably a year before, where one of us starts a list on our phone and goes, what if we did this song? What about this song? We hear something else on the radio. I mean, our lists get very long. And so our first rehearsal, we call it a rehearsal, but it's really us just brain dumping all of the songs that we want to perform and start piecing them together. So there's a lot that didn't make the list this year. Maybe that'll happen next year. We'll see.
Do you have a sneak peek of some of the other familiar songs people will experience and take in?
Well, I mean, I think one of the creepy songs that Sarah looked at me square in the eye and just said, you are singing this and there's no option, Alanis Morissette. Mm-hmm. I won't tell you which song, but it has a creepy vibe mm-hmm. and you'll hear the beginning and it's just piano to start with and it kind of gives you those goosies down the back. So again, the 90s. Mm-hmm. are really rocking in this particular show.
We also may have an homage to a recently departed rocker, Ozzy Osbourne, as well in the mix.
Nice.
So yeah, there's a wide variety of styles and genres.
So if someone thinks maybe just like on the surface, you know, cabaret or opera isn't my thing, it sounds like this show and also just the Rogue Music Project is kind of a side door into this type of music and performance.
Absolutely. And I think the vibe, we are such good friends in Rogue Music Project. We are so close. Our tendency is to bring the audience into our jokes, into our camaraderie. And so it's not really an audience witnessing what's happening, but you're all part of it. And it's like this party that we're having that we happen to have prepared a lot of music for.
Mm-hmm. And we might, you know, we might perform some opera in some of these. Sometimes we do more, sometimes we do less, but there's always an element of that because it is all of our background. And it is that doorway into saying, hey, that might seem something that's unattainable, or there's some blockages between you and thinking that opera is accessible to you. But it comes out in a lot of different ways. And also, maybe it feels a little more attainable after something like this, because they go, oop, that's not so scary anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do 10 minutes. Maybe I could do a 30-minute mm-hmm. show. And then all of a sudden, they're showing up the Sackville and Opera and seeing a full production of Bohème, which is our goal. We always want to keep fostering the love of classical music.
Who else is performing?
So the two of us, and then we have Kevin Daugherty, Jen Reason, Omari Tao, and then we have two wonderful bandmates.
Who used to be in my band with Jennifer Reason, Brett Cole on bass, and mm-hmm. Tim Stevenson on drums and percussion.
How does performing these type of cabarets help further Rogue's mission?
I think something, you know, what we spoke to a little bit before, you know, really opening doors, making music accessible, but also providing opportunities for local musicians here in Sacramento to perform. So we do these cabarets. Obviously, we bring in a few musicians that are our friends and, you know, give them the opportunity to make money doing what they do for a living. But then, you know, some of the other projects that we have as Rogue Music Project, like our series 10 Op, where we're commissioning five local composers to write 10-minute operas that we'll be performing with local artists all around town, you know, maybe the audience gets really excited about what we did at our cabaret and then want to come see our 10 op, and just furthering that cause of exposing our community to really amazing Sacramento musicians.
And Sacramento stories.
Yes. Tell us about the venue that this is going to be taking place.
So we're going to be at Antiquity. If any of the audience has went to our Anti-Valentine's show, it's at the same location. It's at Antiquity in Midtown, about on P between 21st and 22nd. And it's a beautiful location. It's a really neat old building, and we feel at home there, and so will you.
And there'll be two shows available on Friday, 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m.,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Doors open 30 minutes before performance time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Come and get your table and get your cocktails or your mocktails and hang out.
Well, Carrie and Sarah, thank you so much for stopping by. It's going to be a great time.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It is.
I have Britney's song in my head.
There
as
it is.
We speak.
It'll be different.
It's going to be there all day. So thank you both. Sarah Fitch and Carrie Hennessy are the founding members of Rogue Music Project, which is presenting Toxic, a wickedly fun cabaret. It's this Friday, October 24th at Antiquity in Midtown Sacramento. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.